Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Bernard Kerik. He's not new to you. You know who he is. He's the highly decorated law enforcement officer of America. Globally, he's received awards around the world from heads of state because of his service. He was the police commissioner during the attacks of 9/11. And he's written a number of books, including his new book, which is The Grave Above the Grave. It's a novel. Bernard, thanks again for being here. Again, thanks for your service. I'm very much concerned about the ability of the FBI and the Justice Department to restore some kind of confidence in themselves from the citizenry of the United States of America. I'm not sure what that actually will look like. They've gone so far down. They've abused the top people, not the rank and file. I've got some projects that I am involved with where I work with local FBI agents. So I know how they are. But the top leadership has hurt those two agencies so much. I'm not sure what it would look like. What would they have to do to restore?
Well, I think people have to realize, as your listeners focus on something like this, first and foremost, always realize that the rank and file men and women of the FBI go out on a daily basis and do a job that most people wouldn't have the courage to do.
That's right.
They put their lives on the line. They do God's work, so to speak, and they do it well, better than any other law enforcement, federal type law enforcement agency in the world. That being said, if one of those agents or a local policeman or a state trooper, if any one of those three went into court and lied under oath, they'd be prosecuted.
That's right.
If they went into court and lied to a judge, deceived that judge, they'd be charged. If they suppressed evidence during a criminal trial, they'd be charged with prosecutorial misconduct, with different misconduct statutes. So what we've seen in the last 2 years as a result of what's going on in Washington is we've seen the highest levels, the director of the FBI, who basically leaked classified and executive privileged information to the New York Times.
And admitted
we've
it like
seen
he was proud of it.
A deputy director, and he announced it. We've had a deputy director, the number two guy in the FBI, who basically falsified information under oath, gave false testimony under oath, three times under oath, one to federal investigators, four different times made false statements. We've had a deputy attorney general, the number two guy in the U.S. criminal justice system, talked about wearing a wire mm-hmm. to intercept the president of the United States.
Tell them who you're talking about, because let's point people out.
Rosenstein.
Let's point out that even his co-conspirators, people who have their own problems, even his co-conspirators confirm that happened, don't they?
Well, not only did they confirm it happened, he confirmed it happened, said it was a joke, but everybody that was in that room said, that's nonsense.
Let's go a little slow here because I want in case people didn't follow it and they don't automatically know what we're talking about. This was to enforce the 25th Amendment, right? Tell them what that means.
That's exactly right. That basically to remove the president of the United States.
He was going to wear a wire into the White House and try to trick the president or somehow get something on tape that he could use to remove the president.
That's right.
Why isn't that man in handcuffs right now?
Jim, why aren't any of them in handcuffs? Because I could promise you, if it was a normal rank-and-file FBI agent or a state police officer or a local police officer, they would be in handcuffs. They would be criminally charged. So this goes to your overall question. We now know that you have this major ethical and criminal lapse, criminal conduct lapse, at the highest levels of justice in the country. What do you do about it? Number one, what do you do to make sure it doesn't happen again? Mm-hmm. And number two, what do you do to make sure that the American people can regain trust and faith in the criminal justice system? And there's only one person that can fix it. The new Attorney General, William Barr, has got to look at the overall goals and objectives of the Justice Department and the FBI, and he's got to create a set of performance measures that he can use to hold these people accountable.
Mm-hmm.
He has to infuse an accountability system so when there are problems like this, anything that comes up like this,
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia introduces its new flagship SUV, the Telluride, packed with automotive tech, including the Kia...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.